Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai River Sport Fishing Classic Roundtable was held at the Soldotna Regional Sports Complex on Wednesday. U.S. House Representative Mary Peltola, Governor Michael Dunleavy, along with panelists from key research, community, industry, and policy stakeholders, took the stage to speak on topics ranging from the impacts of offshore energy development on recreational fisheries to funding opportunities for conservation and sport fishing access. During Representative Peltola's keynote address, she spoke on the way Russian-caught pollock is making its way into the United States and how that impacts Alaskan fisheries.
The Wall Street Journal has reported an estimated $1 billion worth of Russian seafood made its way into American supermarkets in 2021. That's $1 billion worth of North Pacific fish that could otherwise have been caught by American fishermen, bringing home money on American boats for American families.
In Governor Dunleavy's closing remarks, he urged Alaskans to be unified in protecting the fish populations in state fisheries.
We just have to keep on things. We have to keep on the research. We have to keep the discussions going. There's a lot of competition, as we know, between the different user groups. But hopefully what we all have in common is we want more fish for Alaska.
For more details on the Carissa Classic Roundtable, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. The Greater Kenai Soldotna Imagination Library and the Harvest Moon Local Food Festival were the recipients of Soldotna's quarterly mini-grant. The goal of the Imagination Library is to improve literacy in the community by distributing books each month to children from birth to age 5.
Greater Kenai Soldotna Imagination Library wants to do everything we can to get books in the hands of children in our area,
said library chairperson Margaret Gilman. Also receiving the grant, the Harvest Moon Local Food Festival originated in 2018 and provides an end-of-season venue for farmers to offer their locally grown produce to residents and guests of the Kenai. Alaska wildlife troopers received a request from the National Park Service to assist in a search and rescue operation for James Potter, age 26, of Wasilla, on Sunday, August 20th, in the Mentasta Mountains, north of Nebezna. On Monday, Potter was observed by a big game guide flying in the area of the Tetlin River. The pilot contacted the Alaska Wildlife Troopers out of Tok and relayed this sighting, which was passed on to the Air National Guard, who rescued Potter and transported him to the Gulkana Airport. Freedom House in Soldotna is partnering with Fairbanks resident Joel Boggs, who rides his bicycle more than 500 miles from Fairbanks to Soldotna to honor the memory of his late son, who died of a heroin overdose in 2018. 2 years after his son Danny passed away from the overdose, Joel Boggs came to the peninsula to meet Jennifer Waller of Freedom House, a faith-based Level 2 long-term substance abuse recovery residence in Soldotna. All it took was one meeting, and Joel knew he had found a new purpose in life.
After I lost my boy, I went down to visit Freedom House, and when I heard her speak, I decided then and there that I would be an active supporter of Freedom House.
Freedom House is a facility for recovering addicts in need of a safe place to live and stay sober and to become a productive member of society. The requirements of Freedom House will provide them with the life skills they need to move forward with a clean and sober life while expecting them to pursue a relationship with the one who came that they may have life and have it in abundance. 1 year after meeting Waller, Boggs' symbolic ride began. And on Wednesday, he, along with fellow rider Brody McEwen, arrived at Freedom House after completing their second annual ride. Boggs says a number of people have asked to join his ride next year and in the years to come. Out of a tragedy, recovering addicts are finding freedom. Joel Boggs and his Freedom Riders will return to the road this time next year to carry their banner across Alaska. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.